Welcome to 9 to 5 Back Daily for Monday, October 22nd, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. A few headlines to share today, starting with the fifth developer and public beta versions of iOS 12.1 and watchOS 5.1. Apple released the latest builds today, 1 week after the last version, and possibly 1 week before the final version is ready, if Apple plans to release the update around its October 30th event. iOS 12.1 adds group FaceTime with up to 32 people on a call and live preview blur control on the camera for iPhone XS, XS Max, and XR. We also expect the update to bring the new electrocardiogram app to Apple Watch Series 4 in the US, but the beta version hasn't included the app so far. Bernstein analyst Tony Sakanagi predicted today that Apple's search ad business in the App Store could be worth $2 billion by 2020. App Store search ads lets developers buy ads for search terms in the App Store. It debuted 2 years ago, and according to the analyst, will generate $500 million this year alone. And if you pay for YouTube TV, there may be a $10 credit awaiting you. The live TV streaming service suffered an outage over the weekend, so YouTube is crediting subscribers $10 by email if you pay for YouTube TV directly, or with a $10 App Store credit if you pay via an in-app purchase. We've also learned the cost of out-of-warranty iPhone XR repairs, $199 for screen damage and $399 for all other damage. That's a bit cheaper than the iPhone XS Max, which cost $329 for screen repairs and $599 for full replacements, and only $30 more than an iPhone 8 Plus screen repair while matching the full replacement cost. AppleCare Plus for the iPhone XR costs $149, which brings the screen repair cost down to $29 and full replacements down to $99. iPhone XR hits stores on Friday. And speaking of the iPhone XR, Apple's marketing VP, Phil Schiller, has sort of commented on the R name in an interview with Engadget today. While Schiller says the XS and XR names don't stand for anything specifically, they have a personal meaning to him. He says, quote, "I love cars and things that go fast, and R and S are both letters used to denote sports cars that are really extra special," end quote. And if you receive an email from Apple claiming to be a receipt for an annual Spotify premium subscription for $150.99, it's likely fake. A new Apple ID phishing scheme has been targeting iCloud email addresses in an attempt to steal personal data, but the subscription confirmation can be reported or ignored, and definitely don't share your password with the sender or click any links from the email. And finally, if you're using the new Tweetbot 5 update on iPhone and iPad, check out the new optional tip section for supporting TapBots with a 99-cent or higher in-app purchase. While the tip feature is specifically meant to support development of Tweetbot going forward without a new paid upgrade, any in-app purchase will actually unlock 5 additional themes, including a cool Halloween-like pumpkin theme and a dark theme that looks like the old night mode before the update for OLED screens. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers.
Thanks, Zach. So my Saturday article was looking at how I recovered a stolen iPad using Jamp Pro and Apple's device enrollment program. So we had an iPad come up missing the day after we got back from fall break, and I logged into my Jamp Pro account and saw I had an iPad that was off campus by looking at its IP address. And so I was able to kind of use that information and call the police. And during this time, we had someone call and say that, hey, we found an iPad belonging to you guys. And so long story short, I filed a police report and we went and picked it up from this person. And I suspect what happened was this person or someone else stole it, tried to wipe it. And because of Apple's device enrollment program, that iPad is actually hard-coded to our school through Apple's activation servers. So as soon as it got wiped, It's immediately started downloading our over-the-air configuration profiles through Jamf Pro and then started downloading our apps. So I think the person realized then they could be tracked, and they could have been. The person said he found it in a field. I don't know. You know, it doesn't matter at this point. We have it. And some of the things I've done for the future is when an iPad checks in from somewhere other than our IP address, it's a custom wallpaper that says this iPad is, you know, property of my school and your location has been logged. So, yeah, pretty fun story. And then yesterday I looked at, you know, Apple's future as a premium brand. I was walking through the Linux Mall in Atlanta a few weekends ago and was walking through the Microsoft store, the Apple store, and then through an Amazon pop-up shop. And, you know, Apple, I'm struggling with some of their pricing decisions in recent years. It seems like everything is getting more expensive by the year. And competitors are just catching up in a lot of ways. When I play with, you know, some of the Google hardware, when I play with some Amazon hardware, and when I look at Microsoft hardware, there just are aspects that their competitors are getting a lot better. And then Apple just continues to raise the price. And I got some negative feedback saying, well, you know, people can vote with their dollars. And I agree that they will. And I'm not saying like, hey, I'm not buying an iPhone next year, even the next year. But when you look at, you know, 5 years out, 10 years out, is Apple's kind of pricing decisions and some things like that, is that really doing a lot to keep customers happy? I kind of made the joke, said, look, you know, Apple sells a $1,500 iPhone and gives you a 5-watt charger with 5 gigs of iCloud storage. And that to me is a perfect example of my frustration with Apple under Tim Cook, is that it just seems to be all about making that extra dollar on the customer. You know, there's a quote I mentioned in the article that Johnny Ives talked about, how making money wasn't their ultimate goal. It was to make great products. And I would argue that including a 5-watt charger and 5 gigs of iCloud storage with a $1,500 iPhone does not make great products. That makes money. So read the article. The link will be in the show notes, and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.